is our returning champion, Vicky Ritterhoff from Flint, Michigan. Stand by to see Vicky play for an entertainment package valued at $6,000. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $23,160 for $530. Passion prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, he's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Thank you. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Vicky Ritterhoff. Hello there, Vicky.
Hi, Jim.
Well, you've built up a pretty good amount of money now in your bank account, $146. Jay was talking about that beautiful entertainment center. You are just $29 away from that. So really, all you'd have to win, all you have to do is win. You're obviously going to have more than $29. So to intrigue you further, an over $9,000 ladies bracelet is just $114 away for you. You might be able to have a nice choice here with a big win.
Yeah.
All right, ready to go?
I'm ready.
You're confident?
I guess so.
Okay. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. I had a feeling for a moment she wasn't too confident. Who did you bring us?
This contestant is fishing to win from Owatonna, Minnesota. Say hi to Tony Kolak.
Hello there, Tony.
And she wants to know who done it from Queens, New York. Here's Ginger Carcelin.
Hello there, Ginger. And we'll see you a little later with the bargain, Summer. Thank you. Ginger, you want to know who done it?
Yes, ever since I was a teenager, I've loved murder mysteries, and I now have a collection of close to 2,000.
Oh, really?
And I've read them all.
Oh, well, and you're keeping all the books as you read them,
yes,
then, huh?
I am.
Well, that sounds like it might be a valuable collection by the time you're done there.
Nice, I hope so.
Nice to have you here. Tony, you are fishing to win?
Yes, Jim. We've lived in Minnesota for about 10 years now, and every year in a land of 10,000 lakes, we go out trying to fish, and I have a contest that I get into every year, and my wife also gets into it. So far, I've yet to beat her, but I get to clean all the fish when we get through.
Oh, so your wife wins the contest,
yes,
and you don't. And right, therefore, if you win, next time she'll clean the fish.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Good to have you here as well. Good luck
Thank
to
you.
All three of you. Let's get you started with $20 each. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. We'll start with this. In a big hit of the 50s, Elvis Presley warned people to stay off his blue suede. Tony?
Shoes.
That's right. Blue suede shoes it is. $5 for the correct answer. Tony goes to 25. What U.S. prison was nicknamed The Rock? Ginger.
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz it is. Ginger gets her first five and also with 25. What word does a golfer yell to warn others, Ginger?
Four.
Yeah, if he's warning him, it's indeed four, and Ginger goes into the lead. A young, inexperienced person is often said to be...
Green.
No. Oh, I think if you'd waited just a moment when I said wet behind, you might have said ears. Quick buzzer cost you five for the incorrect answer. You lose that five down to 15. What fruit is the main ingredient in guacamole? Vicky.
Avocado.
Yeah, it is a fruit, and you're back up to the $20 mark, right? But it is time now for an instant bargain, and it is the player in the lead who can buy bargain merchandise. And Ginger, that's you. You've got a $5 lead over Tony and an opportunity to buy this.
Ginger, pack up all your luggage problems and enjoy Amelia Earhart's super lightweight, nonstop carry-on luggage. Casual, practical, and designed with your lifestyle in mind. Attractive luggage you can count on. Nonstop, furnished by Amelia Earhart. And is normally priced at $310. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
That's very nice.
That is nice.
Very lovely. And if you didn't want to use the luggage to go on a trip, you could store mystery novels in there.
Sure.
That's
all.
Make it
nice
work.
It is nice luggage.
$310 worth of luggage for just $5. If you bought it, you would be in a tie with Tony. And if you would buy it and be in a tie with Tony, I will give you $200 in cash.
Yeah, I want to buy it.
$200 in cash for luggage, just $5. We knock it off your score, and you and Tony are indeed in a tie, and the champion trails by a question. He played the crotchety old junk dealer on the popular TV. Vicky?
Fred Sanford.
More
Fred
Will we accept that? I have to check our judge. No, I'm sorry. It was on the show, Sanford and Son, and we need it, and the first answer had to be Red Fox. Sorry about that, Vicky. You lose five. Which U.S. state capital city is sometimes called the crossroads of the Pacific?
Honolulu.
Honolulu is right. Honolulu, Hawaii. And Jinji goes back in the lead. According to the classic novel, how many times does the postman always ring, Vicky?
Twice.
And I bet Ginger's read that, too. You're right. Vicky goes back to 20. It is time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of the Fame Game board, looking for a famous character. I am the principal character in an 1897 novel. My name has been in the title of at least six movies. My story is the gothic tale of the Nosferatu, the undead. My character is based on a legend, Vicky.
Frankenstein.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Playing for control of the board. You stay at 20. Clear the board. Continue. Don't need any more for Ginger.
Count Dracula.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Nosferatu is Dracula, the vampire. Well, Ginger, you got control of the board. Where's the $10 money card?
Behind the number two.
Prize is behind the other eight. The lights are flashing. We lock them into your buzzer. Good luck, and you can stop it whenever you'd like.
Let's go number two.
Ooh, just missed it, but I hope we have a nice prize for you.
It's a sofa, the Lazy Boy Signature 2 Sleep Sofa. You may enjoy elegance by day and comfort by night, furnished by Lazy Boy.
$649 sofa, that's terrific.
And I need a sofa.
That's good. Well, the good news is you've got the sofa. The bad news is you're going to have to carry it home to Queens, New York. No, we'll send it to you. We'll be right back. Back to a good game. The challenger is doing well. Ginger's at 30, Tony at 25, and the champion at 20. This is for five. What unusual wind instrument is considered the national instrument of Scotland? Vicky.
Bagpipes.
Bagpipes it is. Just beating everyone with a buzzer. Vicky ties Tony to second place. A hit song from the musical 42nd Street advises people to shuffle, Ginger.
To Buffalo.
That's right. Shuffle off to where? Buffalo is exactly where it is. Ginger goes to 35. In the old expression, what part of a prize fighter's body is sometimes said to be, Vicky?
Ears.
No. To be made of glass. The jaw. Quick buzzer costs the champion five, and she's back down to 20. In December of 1777, George Washington's army settled in for the winter, Ginger?
At Valley Forge.
Very nicely done. You are right. You've got a $40. Yes. Stretch that lead out, Ginger. You've got a $15 lead, and we've got something beautiful.
Ginger, be the toast of the town with beautiful toll crystal in the candlelight design. This lovely crystal is over 24% lead to ensure its magnificent clarity and brilliant color, furnished by Toll Silver Company, and it's normally priced at $640. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Well, that's beautiful. Beautiful crystal.
That yes. is beautiful.
My goodness, over 24% lead. Does that mean I can drop it? Oh, sorry. I don't know about those things.
That's beautiful, Jim.
It is indeed.
It sure is.
Could you use that?
You would. Sure, I could use it.
You would be a hit. I mean, you're a married lady, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, back in Queens.
We could entertain with that.
You would be the hit of Queens with that, I'm telling you. $640, there's nothing like this in Queens. Promise me. $640, you could have it for 10. You'd still have a $5 lead. And again, I'll give you $200 for
Then I'll take it.
Okay, then she'll take it. She's a New Yorker. New Yorkers, that's it. They make up their mind.
I sure do.
Good. Enjoy that.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The cash. Cost you $10. We knock it off your score. You picked up a lot of good things. You're still in the lead. According to legend, what animal is supposed to predict the end of winter? Ginger?
The groundhog.
You got that five of the ten right back in a $10 lead. Roger Bannister was the first man to do some, Tony?
Run the mile in under 4 minutes.
Fewer than 4 minutes, run the mile is what we wanted. Yes, indeed. Tony goes to 30. The Staten Island Ferry runs from Staten Island to what other island, Ginger?
Manhattan Island.
Yes, that's it. Boy, you better get that one from New York. And Ginger goes to 40. What type of geometric figure may be right, equilateral, or, Tony?
A triangle.
Or isosceles, triangle it is. Tony stays close. He's at 35. Where would a person wear his spectacles? Vicky.
On his nose and ears? Or his eyes?
Yes, you got where it goes. And that's what I'm wearing. And give me the $5, Perry, right? Yes, we'll give you the $5. Talking about eyeglasses, a zoo in England has had to pay to replace the glasses of many of its visitors. And the reason is it seems that the monkeys steal the glasses from the zoo visitors as they bend forward to read a sign on the monkey's cage. The sign reads, "Beware these monkeys snatch glasses." We'll be right back. And Vicki Ritterhoff is within $4 of the money she needs for that great entertainment center, but she must win. And right now, she's in third place. It is Ginger at 40, Tony at 35, Vicki at 25, and again, the Fame Game. And we'll add a $15 money card on the board. This time, we're looking for a famous place. I am a European country, almost entirely surrounded by water. I am a constitutional monarchy with a king, queen, prime minister, and a parliament. My people believe storks bring good luck. They allow them with Tony.
Is this Holland?
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, took a chance, did not pay off. You stay at 35, we'll clear the board, continue for the ladies. My people believe storks bring good luck. Vicky?
England?
Incorrect. Ginger, big break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. And they allow them to build nests on chimneys. Greenland is my province. My Vikings spread terror throughout Europe for 300 years and conquered England in 1013. I'm famous for my cheese, furniture, and silver. My capital is Copenhagen. I am the country of...
Sweden.
No. No.
Copenhagen.
Denmark.
Of course.
Denmark. They moved it when you weren't looking.
That's right.
And it cost you a control of the board. Well, that's interesting now because no one gets control of the board. We will, however, Summer, if we will. Summer, dear, why don't we show them the $15 money card? Because it's going to stay up there when we add the 25 a little later. Those quick naps will do it, right? Summer? We want it up. Now back with all three players in this. For his work in Africa, what brilliant physician, Ginger?
Albert Schweitzer.
Won the 1952 Nobel Peace Prize. You are right, Schweitzer it is. Ginger, the 45. One of the Ten Commandments tells us to remember it, keep it holy. Ginger.
The Sabbath.
Sabbath it is, and two in a row for Ginger. She hits the $50 mark. In movies, this mutinous sailor has been played by Clark Gable. Vicky?
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Marlon Brando and Mel Gibson. Yeah, Mutiny on the Bounty it is, but the sailor is Fletcher Christian. I was going to say Fletcher, and I think I might have said that. You might have gotten Christian. Champion loses another five. Ginger, you stretch out your lead again. $15 lead. Oh, when you're cold in New York in the wintertime, think about this trip.
Ginger, have a swinging time on your fabulous trip to Palm Springs. We'll take you and three of your friends by limousine from Los Angeles to sunny Palm Springs for a week's vacation at the Palm Springs Estrella Inn in a luxury cottage. Swimming pools, jacuzzis, fireplaces, lush gardens, only country club setting in the heart of Palm Springs, yet near the finest shops and restaurants. Estrella Inn. This great getaway is normally priced at $1,630. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
$1,630 trip to Palm Springs for $15. Coincidentally, you are $15 in the lead over Tony.
It's a great trip.
If you bought it, you would be in a tie with Tony. Let's make it over $2,000. Let me give you $400 cash spending money to go with it.
Jeez,
you'd be in a
that's
tie.
That's awfully nice
going
of you,
once.
That $400.
That's all right. She's going to buy it. And again, she buys. Great trip for $15. We'll knock it off your score. And she is in a tie with Tony and the champion, just three questions behind. Down to the wire we go after this. Enjoy that, Ginger.
It's nice.
Ginger, do you have any idea how much you've picked up in cash and prizes so far?
No, I really don't.
Well, you've got $700 in cash and a total in cash and prizes already. $4,328.
No.
Yes. Not too bad.
No.
And Ginger and Tony are in the tie for the lead and the champion three questions behind. From what Shakespearean play is the quote, something is rotten in the state of, Ginger?
Hamlet.
That's right. You've added another five, and Ginger, you're back into the lead now. And incidentally, while we were busy here, they were flashing me signs over there. I inadvertently gave you Vicky's total, Ginger. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
However, you've got not $700 in cash. You've got $800 in cash.
Better.
And you've got almost as much, $4,029 in cash and prizes yourself. You're also over $4,000. But we want to get it exactly right. About 300 B.C., what Greek compiled the first geometry text? Ginger?
Euclides.
Will we accept? Well, I've got to check with our judge.
Yeah, we'll take
it. We will accept it. Probably the Greeks called him Euclides. You got another five. You got a 45. That was his Greek name. She gave us the whole thing. Name the veteran male star of the silver screen who made a comeback on Broadway with a hit show, Sugar Babies. Vicky.
Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney it is, and the champion starts to make a move. Back to 25. Well, talking about 25, there is a big $25 money card going up on the board now. Third and final crack of the fame game at a famous person. I am an American composer and pianist, born in New York in 1898. My first big hit was sung by Al Jolson. I went on to become famous for a long string of musical comedies, which include Of Thee I Sing. Ginger.
Is it Cole Porter?
Incorrect. And no dollar value. Stay at 45. We'll clear the board. Continue for Tony and Vicky. The first, Tony.
Irving Berlin.
Incorrect. And a big break for the champion, who now has the question all to herself. I wrote Of Thee I Sing, the first musical to win the Pulitzer Prize. I wrote the scores for Lady Be Good, Funny Face, my memorable folk opera, Porgy and Bess. My name has become synonymous with my classic Rhapsody in Blue. I am George...
Cohen?
No. No, and no one gets the crack at the board for the second time. George Gershwin wrote Rhapsody in Blue and Porgy and Bess. Interesting game. Everybody back in. We finish it up with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Ginger at 45, Tony at 35, the champion trailing at 25. Good luck as we start the speed round now. How many people are involved in a menage a trois? Tony.
Two.
Wrong. What European nation is nicknamed the Emerald Isle? Ginger.
Ireland.
Right. Give me the last name of TV private detective siblings Rick and AJ. Vicky.
Simon.
Right. What important sacred holiday is the Jewish Day of Atonement? Vicky.
Yom Kippur.
Right. Name the Portuguese sailor who commanded the first expedition, Tony.
Magellan.
Right. What kind of dance is performed to the Nutcracker Suite? Vicky.
Ballet.
Right. What historic New York canal is referred to as Clinton's Ditch? Ginger.
The Gowanus Canal?
Wrong. According to FDR, what 1941 date will live in infamy? Ginger.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor, December 7th.
Right. In 1934, what gangster was killed outside Chicago's? Tony.
That was John Dillinger.
Right. What alcoholic drink is the national beverage of Japan? Tony.
Sake.
Right. Who is a person convicted of killing if he's committed patricide? Tony.
His father.
Right. What U.S. film director won Academy Awards for The Godfather? Ginger.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yes, that. You started it before the bell, and you can finish it, and you won it. That was the difference with that last question. Back to Ginger in just a moment. Clinton's Ditch, the canal is the Erie Canal, and a menage a trois is with three people. If Tony had gotten that one, we would have had a tie anyway. Got to say goodbye, first of all, to the champion. Vicky did very well with the sportswear, the hearth stove, the daybed, recliner, cookware, watches, flatware, $740 in cash, leaving us with $4,368 in cash and prizes. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Fine champion. And Tony, you came so close. Didn't pick up anything along the way, but thank you for a great, great match. And you got the cash in front of you, of course.
Thank you, Jim.
But Ginger, with a second to go, started that question, and she could finish it, and she is going shopping with me. Come on, Ginger. Wow. You just said Francis, and the bell hit. If you had stopped, we would have had a tie. You very wisely completed the question and added the other five. Now, the first level prize normally costs $85, but you won with $55. Mm-hmm. If you say yes, you can walk away with that first level prize. And, of course, it's this.
Enjoy this home away from home. This exciting pop-up travel trailer. Rugged construction and spacious interior. Includes kitchen, dinette, and sleeping space for five. Furnished by Valley Trailer Center. Normally priced at $4,000. Yours on sale of the century for only $85.
As I say, forget that price of $85. You are entitled to the first level prize, even though you won with $55. But if you decided not to take the trailer, put your money in the bank, that does put you a little bit further away. You need another $120 for the entertainment center, which is the next thing up the line. However, think of the bright side. Get the $750. We'll give you every prize we've got on the stage.
That sounds good.
And this.
A cash jackpot of $81,000.
And if you think that sounds good, that total is $150,360 in cash and prizes, which could be yours. But Ginger, right now, it's take the trailer and leave or put the money in the bank, and the entertainment center is next. Think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision after this commercial timeout. Back with our new champion who flew out from Queens, New York to join us, Ginger Carcelin. Are you going to take a travel trailer back with you to New York and everything else you've picked up along the way? Or are you going to take the risk that you could continue to win and put your money in the bank?
Well, I'm having such a good time, I want to come back.
All right, well, we are delighted to have you back then. We'll put the $55 in the bank. We'll add another $1,000 to the cash jackpot. $82,000 now as Ginger meets two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.